There is a word that I want to try and lift up tonight from a very familiar passage of scripture. It's so familiar that I'm almost embarrassed to preach. We're going to go into this old way. Psalm 23.
All right. I can tell
by the way these children are living, it's almost past their bedtime. So we're not even going to use the whole number. We're just going to look at verse 5. Psalm 23. Psalm 23, verse 5 says, "Thou preparest table before me in the presence of mine enemies." That's a new word. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
All right. Yes, sir.
I want to talk tonight, time that is ours to share together from this thought.
All right.
The need for the negative.
Okay. The need for the negative. Bless you, sir.
Need for the negative. Thank God for
that.
No one likes struggle. Everyone desires a peaceful travel in this.
Come on.
But for those of us who have lived any time, we know that life does not only come with mountaintop experience, but we live the majority of our lives in the valley.
All right, sir.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
What we all desire.
Yes, sir.
But peace can only be realized through struggle. With this in mind, we can look in yesteryear.
Yes, sir.
In the veins of biblical history.
By
those who will concur with me tonight. That Pastor, before I got blessed, I had to go through some struggle.
All right.
Come here, Joseph. Who had the favor of God resting on his life. Joseph became the prince of Egypt. But before he got there, he met up with a prison spirit. And God brought him out of those struggles.
Yes, sir.
Elijah, before he would be named as one of the greatest prophets in biblical right, would have to tangle with a woman by the name of Jezebel.
All right.
Before Noah would come out of the belly of the whale victorious, he had to be thrown off of the ship. All I'm trying to tell you on this Wednesday night is there is a need for negative. Here it is. And the psalmist declares that he prepares a table. Psalm 23, he declares the Lord is my shepherd. He says, and because he's my shepherd, he says, I don't want for anything. He says that God gets even gooder than that he lays me down in green pastures. He gives me, he when I'm in the valley of the shadow of death. And you said, I ain't gonna fear no evil. Why? Because I've got a tag team partner who takes care of me right in the valley. But then he says that he prepares a table before me in the presence of his enemy. I've got two things I want to drop in your gumbo while I'm standing over your pot. Today. He says, first of all, of this passage, he says, we got to notice the providential care of the shepherd. He says this. He says, as good as God has already been. I mean, he's taken care of me. He's already laid me down. He's already provided a great drink for me. He says that God, that's even better than he puts on his chef's hat and he puts a white napkin tablecloth in my lap, and he prepares a table. I ain't got no reference. I might as well be preaching all by myself tonight. Listen, he says, first of all, he says, thou. We can't go too fast. We can't go too far and too fast. He says, thou. Your Bible may say, you. Reverend Stone, who is this? Now, Dr. A. Lewis Patterson, who now sleeps the long sleep, says whenever you find tension in the text, you ought to move backwards or forwards. Who is this? Thou. He does not leave his name. Thou. Let's look in verse number 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the shepherd, thou art with thou. Who is thou? Let's look in verse number 3. Makes me to lie down, but let's go up to verse number 1. Okay. The Lord.
Yes, sir.
The Lord prepares a table before me. And if there's anybody who came to shout tonight, you have no space to shout, to know that the tables that are made in my life have been prepared. Prepares. That word prepares in the Hebrew literally has the connotation that he takes care of it before I get there. Now,
all right, I see you.
Scary animals. Sheep don't have any natural defense mechanism. Matter of fact, sheep don't need a defense mechanism because they've got a shepherd.
Got a shepherd.
Yes, sir. Prepare. You go before me. What God, what the great shepherd does is that he goes before I get there and he looks out for any coyotes, any predators who would take me out. And he says that he's gone already before me. He says, thou prepare a table. You make a way before I get there. That's why he says in Jeremiah 29, he says, I know you. He says, I know the plan that I have for you. I know what I'm going to do for you. He said, you don't know because you do not have the privilege of provision. What is provision? It's seen before. It's kind of like a man who's standing on the side of a parade. All I can see is what's going on in front of me, but God stands up above the parade and he knows the beginning from the end. There ought to be somebody in here tonight.
Yes, I hear you, Reverend.
Before me, the thou prepared. yes,
sir.
A table.
Yeah.
Right. Before me.
Uh-huh.
It speaks to the perfect timing of God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because you did it before me. Now that word before means that you went already. It literally means that before I got there, it was already taken care of.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's enough for me to pull my hair out.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't know about you, I've got some bills that are due. I'm talking about in the next week. And I need God, but I can't worry about it. I can't pull my hair out because I've got a God who can let it go.
Yes, sir.
Before I get there, he prepares a table before. I went to a restaurant one day.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine was there. We spoke. He was eating before I was eating. And after I ate, if I'm eating by myself, I don't tarry. I hurry up and get out because I got things to do. When I get through, I was waiting on the waitress. I was waiting 5 minutes, turn to 10 minutes, 10 minutes, turn to 15 minutes, 15 minutes, turn to 20 minutes. I got indignant. I did not cuss that day because I think it was a Sunday. You understand? Listen. I called my waitress. I said, "Baby, I'm waiting on my ticket." She said, "Well, sir, I thought you knew." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Sir, the fellow that spoke to you, he had already taken care of your obligation. Come here before." Y'all are looking at me, but y'all ain't listening tonight. He prepares table before you. Is there anybody in here tonight that can thank God that God will pay some bills before I get there? But not only do I see the providential care of the temple, but I see the presence that keeps me calm. He says, let me slide a side note in here, Reverend Stone. All of this is happening in the back.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Of the shadow
of death.
He said, "Nay, though I walk
through."
He never said he came out. And so God says this. He says, "I can prepare tables
right there,
even in the valley." A table before me, Pastor Holiday. I've got a problem because that word "before" has two connotations. It can either be an adverb of time, where he says, "Thou prepares a table before me." That means he did it before I got there. But then it can all be a preposition of location. He says he prepares it in my face. Simply only go. He says, before me,
come on.
He says, in the presence of my enemies.
Yeah.
Here is the picture. He's preparing the table. And I'm sitting on one side.
Yeah.
And he says, my enemy is on the other side.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
He says that while God is preparing, he says, my enemy can't do nothing. But sit right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've already told them that sheep are scary.
Yes, sir.
And so my question is, how does he get the sheep to sit down?
All right.
Two ways. First of all, he makes a way for me.
Yeah.
Because as long as the shepherd is around,
yes, sir.
The sheep knows, the wolf or the enemy knows that he can't do no harm to me.
That's right.
But then not only does he make a way for me, but he makes a way in me.
Yeah.
All right.
Where I understand that wherever my shepherd is, that he's got my back.
Yeah.
And what he does is that he makes me comfortable enough.
I hear your voice,
Reverend. Oh, my enemy.
Come on now.
I'm ready to go here now.